This is Morning Edition on KJZZ 91.5. Time for another story from our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Elia Simon was born and raised in Israel. Her family lived on a kibbutz, and there her mom made most of her clothes. When she was in the second grade, Elia's family moved from Israel to Phoenix, and she was enrolled in a private Jewish school. But she had a little trouble adjusting. She wanted to fit in with the popular girls, but they didn't accept her. And the only thing Elia thought that they had, that she didn't have, was their Guess brand clothing. So one day, while she was shopping at a discount clothing store, Elia found a t-shirt that said Guess on the front. And she begged her mom to buy it for her.
And she said, "I will not have my daughter be a walking billboard." "Are they paying you to advertise? Because if they don't pay you, you don't advertise for them." So, you know, usually I would argue, but this time I just knew I wasn't going to win this one, so I just put it back. And I went home, and I thought, how can I do this? And it reminded me of a time when my mom said, she said, "Pretty women make their own fashion." And I thought, well, if I made my own fashion, would she support me in this? And so I went home and I found a big bag of clothes that we were about to give to the Goodwill. And in that bag, there was a pair of jeans that my brother used to wear. I took that pair of jeans and I went over to my mom. I told her my plan, and she handed me a pair of scissors and she showed me to her sewing machine. I was like, great. So I cut off the pants right here. I cut the legs off. And I sewed them up. I sewed the holes up right here, which makes for a perfect crotch bag. So my mom helped me. She helped me sew a zipper onto the top of it. And then I took fabric from the legs, and I made a big strap for it. And as a finishing touch, I took a gold marker. I wrote Guess. G-E-S-S. And I was ready for school. So Monday morning, I took my bag and I put it on and I went to school. I went into the assembly. I had my purse on my lap. And, you know, you look around at the other girls and there's a point in the day where everyone takes out their chapstick. So I took out my chapstick and I put it on. And then I took my chapstick and I put it into a different compartment in my bag. And I sat there, and I looked around. I felt pretty cool. And then all of a sudden, I heard someone say, "Oh my God, did she make that?" And then I heard this other voice. "She doesn't even spell Guess right." Uh-oh. I don't remember exactly what I did at that point. Like, the rest of that day is kind of a blur. I know I went home, and I took my bag, and I put it in the closet. It might still be in that closet. Looking back, I know that there's no way I could have possibly fit in doing what I did, because these girls came from a culture that really valued things that are bought, and the more expensive, the better. And making a purse that I thought was super cool was just not going to make it. And the other thing that I'm thankful for as I look back is I'm really thankful to be the daughter of two former kibbutzniks, because they taught me the value of being resourceful, and they showed me how I can make things that I don't have, and that is priceless.
Elia Simon is a counselor at Quail Run Behavioral Health Hospital in Phoenix. Join us for our next night of live storytelling, Thursday, September 13th at the Desert Botanical Garden in Phoenix. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit us at storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more stories from local events on KJZZ. And you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.